Mark Latham, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Now, the Victorian election, the polls suggest that Labor will probably win. However, the same polls say that Dennis Napthine is a more popular person as Premier than Daniel Andrews. So what exactly are Napthine and the Liberals doing wrong?
Well, I think Napthine suffers from a lack of dynamic energy. He just doesn't look like a leader. Doesn't he look a bit slow, almost like a dullard?
Hmm.
He comes across from afar. I'm based in New South Wales, but from afar, in trying to follow this Victorian election, he just doesn't seem to be a dynamic leader in the style of a Steve Brax, a Jeff Kennett, a Henry Bolte. You know, Victoria's always like leaders who are doing things. They're busy, they're getting around, doing stuff for the state. And Ted Baillieu led very much a do-nothing government. Napthine seems a bit slow behind the times, and he's had the problem of a hung parliament. So I think for those reasons, he's in deep trouble. The news today that he's campaigning with John Howard in a seat that the Liberal Party holds by 6%. Well, if they're sandbagging 6% seats in the last week of the campaign, it's a sign that their internal polling shows that they're in deep trouble.
Is John Howard like a big gun to sort of wheel out in certain seats?
Well, the last time he ran for an election, he lost his own seat.
Mm.
So I suppose with the passage of time, Rudd and Gillard made him look better. That's certainly true. And he's more popular than Tony Abbott, so if you're going to bring in a federal Liberal Party politician from New South Wales, better to have Howard there than anyone else.
Okay, other issues, but first 96900 693 1313 32. Now, early this week, I spoke to Mia Freedman, who had quite a few strong words to say about you. You, of course, wrote an article in the Fin Review last week where you essentially said that left-wing feminists, if they were taking antidepressants after having children, that frankly they shouldn't have children in the first place. I don't know if you heard what Mia Freedman had to say, but what do you think?
Well, I was commenting on an article by Lisa Pryor in the Sydney Morning Herald, which is entitled Pill Pop Culture.
Mm.
And this is as weird as it gets. Lisa Pryor has got this party trick where she's talking to strangers at cocktail parties and she tells them she's raising two kids, she goes to university. And if they ask her, how do you do it all? She says to them, sort of a shock culture thing, oh, I'm on antidepressants and I overload with caffeine. Now, if I was a stranger at a cocktail party listening to that, you'd walk away and think, well, geez, it's not a big rap for her kids, is it? They've sort of driven her mad and she's telling me this. It's very unusual. And I wrote a critique of this. Mia Freedman has twisted it into things that I just didn't say. Mia Freedman is quite a fantasist. But these left feminists, by and large, look at children as a drag on the freedom of women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the wrong attitude. I pointed out in my article, as the primary carer of my children for the last 10 years, it's been a delight. My antidepressant in life, Tom, is to look at the smile on my daughter's face and to enjoy my two sons. So if you can't enjoy children, why have them in the first place?
I do agree with you. The only thing I'd say is that maybe you have your child, and then, you know, some women do suffer from a thing called, like, postnatal depression. I mean, it could be that the depression came afterwards, not before.
Well, the depression's not too bad for Lisa Pryor. She's out doing university studies, training to be a doctor. So, physician, heal thyself. I mean, it can't be too bad. But if the problem is overwhelming, doing university studies and having two children drives you onto antidepressants, well, slow down. Don't use depressants because of busyness in life. This is the thing about overprescription and over-diagnosis of mental illness in Australia. 30 years ago, the American Psychiatric Association said that minor disorders in life, such as anxiety, melancholy, sadness, disappointment, they're all going to be treated as clinical depression. And it's just gone way over the top.
Well, I mean they're just normal parts of life, aren't they?
Exactly. It's the medicalisation of normality. These, until the Americans got hold of it and the pharmaceutical companies and the big money interest got hold of it, these were just regarded as normal parts of life that you cope with on a daily basis. Now, if someone's busy, Lisa Pryor is busy with university studies and children, the answer is pop some pills and write an article entitled Pill Pop Culture.
Now, very quickly, before we go to some calls, the ABC, they're squealing like stuck pigs over there, saying a 1% cut per year over 5 years means that, you know, they've got to shut down Adelaide production studios, close something in Morwell, you know, sack hundreds of people. Is this real?
Well, I think for the ABC, the problem's not left versus right, because it has become a political tug of war. It's more that the ABC has become an inner city leftist subculture. You know, everyone thought when the internet age arrived that we'd all be connected to each other and sharing values and sharing ideas. But in fact, what's happened is that there's a tribalisation in the media. And the truth of the ABC is it's not representative of large slabs of Australian culture. Their view of suburban Australia is to put on shows that make fun of it, like Kath and Kim and the Bogan show that they have. Their view of suburban Australian talent...
Upper middle Bogan.
That's it, where none of their journalists live, where none of their production staff live, where none of their executives live in suburban Australia. Their idea of the biggest part of the country, the most populated part of the country, is to make fun of it. So I think that's the thing that's fundamentally wrong with the ABC, and I would sack all those people.
Mark Latham there, certainly not backward in coming forward. Your calls in a moment, 96900 693 13 13 32 at 17 to 5.